The 20th of February, 1962, is a day anyone who lived through it will never forget. For 20 minutes after the launching of Colonel John Glenn in Friendship 7 from its pad at Cape Canaveral, the New York Police Department reported that not a single call had come in to any police station. Even crime stood still.
This led, during that time, and this is the only part of the sermon I will make, to my developing, I think, a personal style and making it a talking style. During the end of the war, the BBC in New York invited various famous exiles, Frenchmen mostly, to come and talk to the underground in France. People like Paul Claudel, who'd been the ambassador, André Gide, and then Aldous Huxley, W.H. Auden, Reinhold Niebuhr, famous great literary men. And I had the privilege of sitting in the control room and thought, I will learn about broadcasting from listening to these men, these great men. What I learned is that they were dreadful broadcasters. They wrote essays, or lectures, or sermons, and they read them aloud. And I suddenly realized there was a new profession ahead, which is writing for talking, putting it on the page in the syntactical breakup and normal confusion that is normal talk. This thought apparently took hold on the primary voters long before it dawned on the Democratic Party as a whole. Hence the 15 out of 17 primaries won by the Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who since the campaign's beginning has sounded an odd and lonely boast. George Bush must be driven from the White House, and I'm the man to do it.